from the rain. You're the pills that take away my pain. You're the light that helps me find my way. You're the words when I have nothing to say. And in this world where nothing else is true, here I am still. Still tangled up in you. Still tangled up in you. You're the fire.
On behalf of Raymond and Jody, I'd like to welcome all of you, family and friends, to this very special occasion and momentous event in the lives of Raymond and Jody. Your presence is very special and will always be remembered as an act of love, so thanks for coming. And thank you, Raymond and Jody. It is my honor to participate with you as minister in this sacred union we call marriage. Well, like you notice that the tea light candles behind me have been placed on the altar are in memory of Raymond's father, Harry Arbor, and Jody's father, Robert Combs. These candles have been engraved, and they are engraved images of these affectionately remembered fathers who Raymond and Jody would like to include in the ceremony. Marriage was designed, implemented, and sanctioned by God for the mutual benefit, enjoyment, and companionship that we as human beings need. God never intends for any of us to lead lonely lives. The very nature of God is love, and the fullest human expression of that love is the marriage of two precious souls who have experienced and nurtured their relationship. And now today it culminates in the public witness of their private commitments made to each other during courtship when only God was listening. May God's richest blessings rest upon both of you, Raymond and Jody. May we also be reminded that in the Christian tradition, Christ performed his first miracle at a wedding feast. And throughout the Bible, we read stories which tell of beautiful love and romance between men and women with poetic delight. These stories reinforce our trust and faith in the God who loves us and cares for us. Finally, the Apostle Paul, one of the writers of the New Testament in the Bible, in the beautiful chapter of 1 Corinthians 13 that we call the love chapter, eloquently reminds us of the highest ideals of love. We are told, love is patient and kind, not envious, boastful, or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It is never happy in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the right. It bears all things, hopes all things, believes all things, and endures all things. It never ends. And now faith, hope, and love abide. But the greatest of these is love. Now this is the ideal. But given our awareness of the ideals, we do not always attain. So we turn to another high ideal, and that is the ideal of forgiveness. In the best of our efforts, we often fall short. But those who live with us and love us must forgive, recognizing we all have our faults and make our mistakes. I remind Raymond and Jody to never let a day pass with a misunderstanding between you. Communicate, listen, love, confess, and forgive. This will ensure a path of marital happiness and joy, no matter what life brings. Let us pray. Our gracious God of love and gentle care, we acknowledge your presence in every part of our lives. As we gather in this house and with these beautiful people, including these two precious and beautiful souls, Raymond and Jody, we thank you for the way their lives have come together and for all the experiences which have brought them to this point. We thank you for the gift of love you have given to us in the person of Jesus Christ, showing us how to live and how to love. So we humbly ask that you would bless them and their family and their friends, not only on this day, but in all the days ahead. May they continue to extend unconditional love to each other, including forgiveness, knowing that we often fail to be all that we should be. Grant them happiness and joy in their relationship with each other as they look to you as our great example. Shield them from the ravages of the inevitable storms of life which shall come, each of them finding refuge in each other, along with our ultimate refuge in you, our Creator and Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Who gives Jody to be married to Raymond? Ask the couple to face each other and join hands. I've reminded them ahead of time that they listen to me, but they look at each other. So I have a charge to offer to both of you that you give to each other in the presence of these witnesses. And so I'll start with you, Raymond. Raymond, this woman you hold in your hands is to be your wife. In your life and love, Jody will find much of her motivation to be all that she can be, including that of a faithful, loving, and devoted wife. If you continue to demonstrate the traits as husband that you have shown as lover, she will undoubtedly continue and grow not only in her love, but in admiration and respect for you as her man. It will keep her heart eternally bound to yours. To the best of your ability, will you commit to do just that? Jody, this man whom you hold in your hands is to be your husband. In your life and love, Raymond will find much of his motivation to be all that he can be, including that of a faithful, loving, and devoted husband. If you continue to demonstrate the traits as wife that you have shown as lover, he will undoubtedly continue and grow not only in his love, but in his admiration and respect for you as his woman. It will keep his heart eternally bound to yours. To the best of your ability, will you commit to do just that? Now the vows, and I'll start with you, Raymond. Jody, I love you. You are my best friend. You are beautiful. Today I give myself to you in marriage. I promise to encourage and inspire you, to laugh with you, and to comfort you in times of sorrow and struggle. I promise to love you in good times and bad, when life seems easy, and when life seems hard, when our love is simple, and when our love is an effort. I promise to cherish you and hold you in the highest regard. These things I give to you, and you only, so long as we both shall live. All right, Jody, you can repeat after me as you look at Raymond and share these vows. Raymond, I love you. You are my best friend. You are handsome. Today I give myself to you in marriage. I promise to encourage you and inspire you, to laugh with you, and to comfort you in times of sorrow and struggle. I promise to love you in good times and bad, when life seems easy and when life seems hard, when our love is simple and when our love is an effort. I promise to cherish you and hold you in the highest regard. These things I give to you and you only, so long as we both shall live. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we know you have been listening in on these promises that Raymond and Jody have just given to each other. And you haven't done this as one looking over our shoulders. You have done this with the promise of your help, your loving encouragement, and divine guidance. May all of us gathered here reflect that same spirit of support and love. We do all of this in the name of the one whose love and providence has brought us together. Amen. What tokens have you brought to as a symbol of the vows just spoken? Okay, now you can face each other. I'll start with you, Raymond. Jody, I give you this ring as an eternal symbol of my love and commitments now made before God and these witnesses. I love you, Jody. And now, Jody. Raymond, I give you this ring as an eternal symbol of my love and commitments now made. You got it. Before God and these witnesses. I love you, Raymond. All right, now you can face me again. It sure looks like they love each other. Now, at the close of this ceremony, I would like to thank Raymond and Jody, who gave me the special honor of sharing this most special of occasions in your lives. And they also gave you that honor. So let me proudly declare, by the power vested in me by the laws of this state and as a minister of the gospel, Raymond and Jody, you are husband and wife. What God joins together, let no one put aside. Raymond, you may kiss your bride. Ladies and gentlemen, I am happy that I have the first opportunity to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Raymond and Jody Arbor, and now let us celebrate with passion and enthusiasm. Amen. I'm
still tangled up in you. Still tangled up in you.
One little side note that some of you may know, Jody, as a very young person, was in this church, and she remembers lighting candles and participating in many ways. Some of the folks in the church, long before I came, remember, I think it was Betty Buck, and what was her husband? Some of you know who I'm talking about. And Roger and Betty Buck, so we have some remembrances of them. So now it's time to celebrate, and with appropriate social distance, you can move through this door, or if you want to go outside, you can go around, but this door will take you down the stairs and into the social hall where you can continue the celebration. Thank you, folks, for coming.